Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, one and all, to More Insight. I'm your host, Angela D, and we welcome you. We welcome you to Sister Girl Network, Inc. platform, ordained by God to meet our sister girls and brother men where they are in their life and spirituality. We thank God for this platform. Hallelujah. So we say greetings to you, kingdom citizens. Hallelujah. So we ask you to dial in or join us through the internet at blogtalkradio.com/more insight. A platform that's all about spiritual things, right? God is spirit, and they who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. And so tonight we're going to dive into our part three. Part three, arise, embrace, and he strengthens from the inside out. And so the reason we have been on this topic, this is our third part, is because we have been talking about all things spiritual, right? We've been talking about demonic activities. We've been talking about dreams. We've been talking about the different levels of the spirit realm. For the spirit realm is a multidimensional realm. And so we've been touching on different spirit, different demons, different talking about the spirit stronghold, then the strong man, because it starts as a spirit, then it becomes a stronghold, then it becomes demonic, a strong man. And so because we have been talking about these things, for a minute, for a few months or so, now we're going back and we refreshing, we making sure that our spiritual walls and understanding our weapons of warfare are intact, right? Sometimes we have to examine yourself. You have to go back. You have to reflect back on things. You have to check your gear, per se, right? Check your gear. And so that's what we are doing as we embark on part three. We're checking our gear. We're making sure our spiritual walls are intact. We're making sure we understand our weapons of warfare. Praise God. So let us acknowledge God before we go any further in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you, we honor, we praise you. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you all praise because you're worthy to be praised. Oh, Father, we thank you for your divine wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you cleanse our hearts and renew a right spirit in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over our atmosphere, over our technology, over everything we see, hear, smell, taste, or touch in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises in judgment will be shut down. For this is the inheritance of the servants of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you for joining us on More Insight. So we are on part three. And as I was saying, it's about us checking our gear, making sure our spiritual walls are intact, making sure we truly understand our weapons of warfare. Because as the knowledge is released, the Word of God even tells us that the wise become wise, but the wicked become wicked. And so we have to check our gear. And so we have been talking about different spiritual walls, our different weapons, and some of our spiritual walls are our weapons of warfare. And so we talked about worship and praise. We talked about fasting. We talked about hope, humility. We talked about the work of the Holy Spirit. We talked about the Word of God. And whatever you have missed, the first part or the second part, you can always go back on blogtalkradio.com/more insight and listen to the previous parts or any recorder. Praise God. So we know sometimes in our journey, we deal with different trials and tribulations, and which can be discouraging. And so that's why one of our weapons and one of our spiritual walls are assembling ourselves, right? Assembling ourselves with like-minded in the name of Jesus, right? Sometimes we don't think of that as a weapon or even a spiritual wall, but when we assemble ourselves one with another, with like-minded people in the kingdom, it strengthens us. You know, Satan loves for us to isolate ourselves and withdraw. And see, when we do that, then he can attack them. His first thing is our mind. He's ready to attack our mind. And so we cannot forget to assemble ourselves. It is so critical. Even the word of God in, you know, Hebrews 10 tells us, it says, and let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as in the matter of some, but exhorting one another. And so much the more as you see the day approaching, knowing, believing, and embracing that we are not alone. It's such a strong spiritual war, a strong weapon of warfare. Sometimes in our trial and tribulation, sometimes we just don't feel like it, right? Because we're dealing with so much. And so when we have some, when we have the kingdom, when we have one another that we can call on, when you're weak, I'm strong, and when I'm weak, you're strong, praying for one another, fasting with one another, reading the word of God with one another, praise and worship with one another. We need that. We need that. This is why knowledge also is a spiritual wall, because without knowledge, even Hosanna tells us this. It says, my people are destroyed, or my people are perished for lack of knowledge. Depends on what translation you're reading. It is critical. It is so critical for us to understand how important knowledge is. We even have knowledge is a gift. The kingdom of God is spiritual, for God is spirit. And can we do anything? What can we do without the knowledge and the understanding of spiritual things? The knowledge of our spiritual walls and the knowledge of spiritual warfare and our weapons, embracing those spiritual walls, those weapons, it grounds us to become steadfast and unmovable. And see, our spiritual knowledge through the Holy Spirit is for our spirit, our soul, and body. And so we understand when we plead the blood of Jesus, that's a powerful spiritual war. That's a powerful weapon of warfare for us. But even in that, we have to have the knowledge of it. We have to understand why it's so powerful, and we have to walk in authority with it. And so I plead the blood of Jesus over the knowledge that strengthens us to speak to all mountains without being tossed to and fro. In the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus speaks of miracles, love, and deliverance. It bear witness to our redemption truth. And there are three that bear witness on earth. The spirit, the water, and the blood. These three agree as one. 1 John 5:8. Three bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three agree as one. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, We have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. That's 1 John 1:7. Oh, the blood of Jesus, for Satan's kingdom recognize the blood. And see, we learn to plead the blood of Jesus over our goings and our comings, over our loved ones, over everything we see, hear, smell, taste. And, but we do it with authority. When we're doing it in the knowledge of knowing that it trembles, it makes the darkness and the spirit realm of darkness, Satan world, it makes it tremble. We understand that, right? We get that. And that's why that's such a powerful weapon of warfare for us. It's such a strengthen in our spiritual wall. It keeps us built up. It keeps us shielded and covered. You know, when you look at a wall, right, and cracks are in it, or it's crumbling down, so everything that it was protected or everything that it surrounded is now vulnerable. Like, I have a garden bed in my backyard, and I built it with bricks. And so as years go on, sometimes the dirt moves it and it becomes vulnerable. And so all the plants that are in that flower bed are now vulnerable to elements that otherwise would not touch it because the brick was protecting the ground. And so it's the same with us when we have a hole or our spiritual wall is shaking because of our trials and tribulation or because we're feeling discouraged, then we have to reach out and be rebuilt. Build and rebuild. We got to reach out because it is his strength from the inside out. It's the Holy Spirit that heals from the inside out. So last week I talked about some keys, right? Because there's some keys when we look at being the salt of the earth and the light of the world. God has given us keys to strengthen that, right? You have to walk in a certain authority to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. You cannot be as the world. See, we operate different. We don't see as the world. We're spiritually minded. We're not carnal minded. So we're not seeing everything as the world. We're looking at things differently. We don't feel drawn because like all the war and the rumors of war that we hear now, we're not in a panic as kingdom of God. We're not in an uproar because we was already warned. The word of God tells us that there would be rumors and wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes and tornadoes and all those things. And so I talked about three of the keys last week, which was faith and courage, humility. But then you also have, along with that, is knowledge. It's knowledge. Because without it, we perish. We are destroyed. So that we need a knowledge to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And then another one is our tongue. Our tongue is so powerful, right? Even the word of God tells us that it has the power of life and death. It is a manifestation of being filled with the Holy Spirit. And it's also a powerful weapon in spiritual warfare. See, the tongue provides rest and refreshing for the workers while engaging in spiritual warfare. speaking in tongue during deliverance, it weakened demon spirits, right? That's why it's so essential as a spiritual war, as a weapon of warfare, as kingdom. We must understand and know that it is a key. And Jesus cast out demons, spirits by the Holy Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit and the tongue, we too can drive out evil spirits. Now, praying in tongue, I that is such a powerful weapon of warfare. It is such a powerful spiritual war. It confuses the enemy. It draws us closer to the Father. It opens us up and builds us stronger spiritually. Praying in the Spirit is something I do daily. You know, if you have not, God said if you have not, you ask for it, right? You have not because you ask not. And so even in our gift of tongues, praying in the Spirit, being able to communicate in your spiritual language is such a powerful weapon of warfare. It's so powerful as a spiritual war. You know, praying in tongue, it also keeps us built up and edified that we may be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And so even us, as we pray in the tongue and, you know, the Holy Spirit reveals all things, right? And so we are even able to be able to know when there's a fake tongue, a counterfeit trying to manifest as the Holy Spirit. Yeah, the tongue, that's a key as well. Knowledge is a gift. 1 Corinthians 12:8 tells us that. Knowledge helps us to grow in our faith. We have to get to a point as we grow spiritually, as we move from glory to glory, as we grow into God's image and in his knowledge. That we embrace it ever the more. See, we begin to love the knowledge. Not only do we understand, but we love it. See, it takes some things to grow in knowledge. See, one, we have to have a made up mind to know that this is a part of me. This is my character. This is who I am. I'm not seeking the knowledge to pump my spiritually as we grow from glory to glory, as we mature. As the word of God says, we put away childish things, and so we understand that in us growing in the knowledge is not about us. It will be about the generations and generations to come. It will be about our bloodline. It will be about those that we won't even meet in the natural. And so it would take us to have a made up mind, see an open heart. An open heart. See, the made up mind and the open heart goes together, right? Because when we make up our mind, then we have to surrender our heart. We have to allow the Holy Spirit to come in and cleanse our heart. We got to allow the Holy Spirit to come in and turn the stone heart into flesh in the name of Jesus, right? Another thing it takes for us to grow in the knowledge, for us not to perish, is a thirst and a hunger after righteousness. We must thirst and hunger after the righteousness, that is what moves everything out the way, right? Because when the thirst and the hunger comes, there's a desire that comes with that, right? We desire to do. No longer are we seeking knowledge. No longer are we thirsting and hungering for the righteousness because someone told us to. We're doing it because now we have a desire. To grow in the knowledge takes courage. Be of good courage. Why? Because it's nothing will be rolled out easy peasy. You remember that saying, oh, you want everything easy peasy. You don't want to work for nothing. You want everything just fall into your lap. And so it takes courage to grow into the knowledge. It takes courage. Praise God. Praise God. Let's talk about another spiritual war, which is also a weapon of warfare. The whole armor of God. It was what I was just talking about when I was talking about this, talking about a war. The whole armor of God, that's what it do. You can't have no missing parts. You can't have no cracks there. Because it seals and covers and protects vital parts. Parts that are essential for us to stand. For us to stand in war. For us to build the kingdom. For us to touch a soul. Ephesians 6 tells us to put on the whole armor of God that I may be able to withstand in the evil day and having done all to stand. See, evil day, when we look at the word of God, it's so beautiful because even, you know, Jesus said that they are hidden treasures and that's what it becomes. It becomes alive to you, right? And so even certain words jump out, you get new revelation. Put on the whole armor. That's just like the fruit of the Spirit. All nine graces has to be a part of our lives. We can't just say I love, but you have no peace, you have no joy, there's no kindness, there's no meekness, there's no tenderness, there's no self-control, there's no patience, there's no faith, there's no long-suffering. You have none of that, right? No. It is a fruit of the Spirit. It's nine graces to make up one, but you need all of them to walk accordingly to the Spirit. And so that's the same with the whole armor of God, right? And Ephesians 6 tells us to put on the whole armor of God. And then it tells us what it is. See, we are not with excuse, right? Because think about it, like when we're in school, when we are in a learning environment, right? And so we're getting a lesson. So we going to school, we're in a learning environment because we want to learn. We want the knowledge, right? And so then we are given instructions. We are given instructions how to learn that lesson, right? Even with our multiplications, the teacher taught you how to learn them by heart, right? You study and repetition, yes. But then there was our instructions on how to learn them, right? And that's the same with the Word of God. When we look at the whole armor of God, it tells us the whole armor of God. It tells us that it's true. The breastplate of righteousness. It tells us to shod your feet with preparation of the gospel of peace. It tells us to put on the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. You know, it's about protecting us. It's about studying and show us approve. It's about keeping us on solid ground. That's what it do. See, I have this day set you over nations and over kingdoms to root out and to pull down, to
to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant.
Even the word of God tells us there's a season and a place for everything, right? There's a time and a place for everything under the sun. It lets us know that there's nothing new under the sun. And when we think about that, there's nothing new under the sun. That means even when we're dealing with certain things in our life, we can feel like we are alone. But see, that's the trick of the enemy anyway, because he needs us to be in that alone spot, right, in our head, mindset. He needs us to go to that place, right, so he can come and join the party to keep us there. And so when we think about that, whatever we're dealing with, that means someone else has dealt with it, whether it was directly or through someone that was connected to them. But ain't that something that when things happen to us, we don't think like that. We it would take us to be moving in that pain and hurt or those trials and tribulations for God would send someone or someone would say something to remind us that we're not alone. But it's not always easy for us to receive that, because when we're dealing with trials and tribulations, when we're dealing with discouragement, when we're dealing with loneliness, when we're dealing with sickness in our body, when we're dealing with broken hearts, we feel alone. We feel alone. And so that's why the spiritual walls and our weapons of warfare are so crucial to come a part of our life now. We cannot wait until the trials and tribulations happen or the discouragement come upon us or the sickness or the broken heart. It has to become a part of our life beforehand, right? Because they strengthen us. Because even if we get shaken in that moment, we don't stay there. Even if we start just pleading the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, until we can say anything else, if we even need to say anything else. Knowledge. We are not to be ignorant of Satan's devices. Knowledge. Knowledge. 1 Corinthians 2:11 tells us, for what man knows the things of men except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the spirit of God. Except the spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, right? Not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who what? Is from God. The spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. How blessed is that? That's knowledge, right? When we know that we have things that God has given us, even when we look at the Word of God, and you know, I love the Word of God, all of the books, I love it, right? That's knowledge. But when new revelation comes and we see the promises, but we understand the warnings. See, we embrace the warnings. We embrace the instructions. We embrace all that, because all that is a knowledge that we need to become steadfast and unmovable. All of that. All of it. Our source of power is the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. We build ourselves up in faith when we confess the word. We experience greater confidence when we understand the word and walk in revelation.
for my people perish for lack of knowledge or be destroyed. Depends on whatever translation you're reading. Understanding our power and authority as kingdom citizens move us to walk in a conquering, victorious, abundance, and holy lives. Hallelujah. Even when we look at this month, the eighth month, that's why I talked about hope, because hope is a spiritual war. It is a weapon of warfare. And so the number eight represents hope, a new horizon, and a bright future. We're on the seventh day in the eighth month. And when I tell you, I have seen in these 7 days how God has been blessing those that are connected, even with me. You know, the number seven is the end, and eight is a new beginning. And when we look at Philippians 4:8, it tells us to meditate on eight things. Oh, man, look at this for 1 minute. Let's get this for 1 minute, then I'm gonna be closing a little early tonight. And I always do an hour on our show because we are on air and we set our time beforehand. And whatever time we set is what we get. When that time is up, then the system will stop recording. And so I can never do just 30 minutes because I have to be able to end up in prayer, and that might take 15. So I always do an hour, so sometimes it's a little less than the hour. But let me get back to Philippians 4:8. It tells us to meditate on eight things, and it tells us, what are the eight things? What is true? What is noble? What is just? What is pure? What is lovely? What is good report? What is virtue? And what is praiseworthy? It gives us eight things that represent hope. Eight things that give us a new horizon. Eight things that strengthen a bright future. It tells us to meditate on these things. Eight things. So that's what I speak over every ear, everyone that's connected to the platform, everyone that hears this recorder. I speak hope. I speak a new horizon. I speak it in the name of Jesus. I speak a bright future. Hallelujah. And I say to you, meditate on these things. What is true? What is noble? What is just? What is pure? What is lovely? What is good report? What is virtue? And what is praiseworthy. And I decree and declare victory and abundance over your life and your children. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. And so, before we end tonight, I'm going to end with a prayer, but I'm going to end with this. We must seek adequate spiritual knowledge. We must seek adequate spiritual knowledge. Psalms
Psalms 144, 1 through 2 tells us, blessed be the Lord my strength, which teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortune, my high power and my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust, who subdue my people under me. Psalms 144, 1 through 2. Seek adequate spiritual warfare knowledge. Do not, in the name of Jesus, do not go into the war without any knowledge on how to fight. And that's why it's so essential, right? It's so essential that we understand and know what our spiritual weapons are, which a lot of them, if not all those, are considered spiritual wars as well. All right? And so if you miss any of them, I say go and listen to the recorder. Praise God. I have to stop for 1 second, just in the name of Jesus. And I see that I wrote this out. I know I talked about transformation by the renewing of our mind all the time. But that is a spiritual war and a weapon of warfare. The word of God tells us, talks about our mindset so much. Cast down all imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against God. It tells us that a carnal mind is death. A carnal mind is an enemy against the Father. It tells us that a spiritual mind is life and peace. Transformation by the renewing of our mind. But even before Romans 12 tells us that, it says, do not conform to this world. So here goes the last spiritual wall, the walls of salvation. This wall strengthens the peace that surpasses all understanding, everlasting strength and protection. Isaiah 26, 1 through 4 tells us, in that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. God will appoint salvation for walls and bulwarks. Open the gates that the righteous nation which keeps the truth may enter in. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Trust in the Lord forever, for Yahweh in the Lord is everlasting strength. To know that we have, that's an assurance that we know that our salvation is sure in the Lord. That's a weapon, right? We don't have to second guess. There's no second guess. See, the enemy wants us to second guess. Oh, am I safe? Or am I not saved? Am I saved? Am I not saved? Or salvation? Is that, did I lose it? Read Isaiah 26, 1 through 4 in your reading time. Be strengthened by the ensure. The understanding, the everlasting strength and protection of knowing the walls of salvation is safe and sure through the Holy Spirit, through our Lord and Savior. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So as we end tonight, we'll pick back up next week of all things spiritual. talking about different spirits, strongholds, strong man. For we know the spiritual realm is a multi-dimensional realm, low levels, cosmic levels. And so that's where we'll be back at next week. If you miss any part one, the three parts of Arise, Know, Embrace, and Act in Your Spiritual Authority, or Arise, Embrace, and He Strengthened from Within, or Arise and Build or Rebuild Your Spiritual Walls. If you miss any of those, I encourage you to go back on blogtalkradio.com/more insight and listen to the recorders from one all the way up to three. Praise God in the name of Jesus. Well, that ends tonight, and I'm going to close us in a prayer. So we thank you for joining us in the name of Jesus. But let us end in prayer in the name of Jesus. I said to you before I shed our last spiritual wall, the walls of salvation, is that we must seek adequate spiritual warfare knowledge. Do not go into the war without knowledge on how to fight. So in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I'm going to pray for us to have that spiritual knowledge as we go forth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, let us be filled with the knowledge of your will in the name of Jesus. Let us be filled with all wisdom and spiritual understanding in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, help us to work worthy of and pleasing to you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, make us fruitful in every good work in the name of Jesus. Lord, increase our knowledge in you. Hallelujah. Lord, strengthen us mighty in the name of Jesus. Father God, let us be filled with the spirit of wisdom and understanding in the knowledge of Christ in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let the eyes of our understanding be in lighten in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let us be strengthened with might by your spirit in the inner man. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let Christ dwell in our hearts by faith in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let us be rooted and grounded in love in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, let us be filled with all forces of you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, help us to comprehend the length, the depth, the breadth, and the height of your Lord, of your love of Christ in the name of Jesus. Let the word of the Lord have free course and be glorified in each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, let the Lord of peace give us peace in all areas of our lives. I decree and declare that in the name of Jesus, that we will have peace in every area of our lives. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, perfect what is lacking in our faith. Lord, perfect your good works in each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we give you all praise and all glory. Hallelujah. For you are worthy to be praised. We plead the blood of Jesus over every word that have went forth in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one of us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. We plead the blood of Jesus over our blood, over our vessels, over our joints, over our muscles, over our organs in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment will be shut down, for this is the inheritance of the servants of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, thank you, kingdom citizens, my brothers and my sisters. Thank you for joining us tonight on More Insight. For we thank God for each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. So we say to you, arise and embrace, sister girls and brother men, you
are greatness. God bless and good night.